Now, having talked about parental anger, let's take a moment and talk about the anger inside of a child. In fact, let's broaden that a little bit and talk about all emotions inside of a child, because children experience a number of different emotions, and then we can hone in on this idea of anger a bit.
Unfortunately, we find that children are often emotionally illiterate. They don't know how to talk about emotions. They don't know how to respond to them. They know they feel uncomfortable, but they don't know what to do with that feeling. Children have different responses to that. Sometimes they withdraw. Sometimes they act out. Sometimes they feel overwhelmed. But as parents, we want to be equipping our children to communicate their emotions wisely, to know how to talk about how they're feeling with other people in a way that's constructive.
See, I think what happens in a child's developing heart is that they go straight from the emotional feeling to their behavior. So they start yelling, or they start stomping, or they start throwing themselves on the ground, or a teenager will just immediately become disrespectful or even become violent. There's a problem that takes place between the emotional part of the brain and the behavior that the child exhibits. And what needs to happen is the judgment part of the brain needs to be developed a little bit more. Now, that's going to be important for children as they start talking about and developing strategies for addressing anger situations. Sometimes after the anger episode is over and there's time to settle down, then it's good to talk to the child and say, okay, how could we have handled that differently? When we have discussions with children, the discussion and the communication start to build new logical pathways in the brain that act as inhibitors to child's emotional outbursts. It's part of what God has designed for us when he says to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. How are you going to be slow to get angry unless you can develop those inhibitors inside that help you slow down all this energy that's come into your body?
But teaching children to talk about their emotions can be a challenge, because sometimes parents will just say, come on, tell me what you're feeling. But of course, the child doesn't know what they're feeling. They don't know how to communicate it, so it causes them to withdraw or become defensive. As parents, we want to help equip a child with an emotional vocabulary. Give them the words to use. Talk about disappointment, feeling anxious, feeling frightened, or whatever the child might be feeling, let's talk about those words so the child can hear the words and begin to connect the words with how they might be feeling.
There are two lessons that we want children to learn in every anger episode. And so the way the parent responds to the child can equip them with these two lessons. This is true for a child who's 18 months to 2 years of age, as well as children who are 17, 18 years old, and anywhere in between. The first thing that children need to understand is the emotion is the child's problem. So when you refuse to get involved in the anger episode with the two-year-old who's throwing himself on the floor, then he realizes that the emotion is his problem.
But we want to help the child see, too, that the actions are what we're working on here. You may feel upset, but how you respond to that feeling is really what we're talking about. So separating the emotion from the action is really helpful. We're not upset with you because you're angry. We're upset with you because you're being unkind and you're throwing things. So helping the children to see that their emotion is separate from the action, and the action we have to be working on here, the emotion we can communicate in a different way, those are all helpful lessons for children.
The second thing that children need to understand in the midst of an anger episode is that they must pull back instead of push forward. So we're teaching children what that means in very practical ways. So the young child who's 2 years old, we might put him in a playpen, or we may put him in a little chair and say, you need to settle down before you can come back. With an older child, we might say, all life stops for you until you can talk about the way you're treating me in this situation. We're teaching children that you must pull back instead of push forward whenever you're feeling upset or angry.
So we don't believe that it's helpful to allow the child to just vent their emotions out because they have to get them out. We believe that the child needs to learn self-control, that you can't use your emotions to hurt other people, and that's a lesson that even a young child can learn.
We want children to have a plan, and we want them to learn how to address it. There are a lot of things that can go into an anger management strategy for children as they're growing and developing, but at least these two messages we want children to have and understand that their emotions, their anger in particular, is their problem, and they must pull back instead of pushing forward. When we work with children to understand that, then we can move into other solutions to help them be able to address the challenges that they feel inside.